a waste it is to lose one's mind or not to have a mind is being very wasteful.
No. Now back to the Dr. Don Show.
Only on 99.5 WYCD.
Sunny and mild, or at least partly sunny and mild. High of 69. 48 at 556. Great performance last night from this gentleman on the ACM Awards, Dierks Bentley.
I'm Bob Schumann, and on your radio, it's Dr. Don.
99.5 WYCD.
Detroit's best country.
Blake Shelton, 99.5 WYCD. Dr. Don, the morning show at 6:06. All kinds of ACM fun coming up this morning. We may even see what happens if you put the mayor of Detroit in a Star Wars movie. Stay tuned. Buddy Jewell.
Misty sunrise in my heart.
Buddy Jewell at 99.5 WYCD. It's 6:09. Dr. Don, the morning show, as we wake up from a very nice ACM award show. I always find it interesting if they bring those things in on time. Of course, the CMA shows last time, or was it the Flameworthies? I forget which one, or the CMA. Hell, I can't remember the name.
It was
all
the CMA.
The one where they cut off Kenny Chesney.
Yeah.
So
last night,
if he wouldn't have stood there and pretended he was crying for 20 minutes before he started talking, then maybe they wouldn't have had to cut him off.
You don't like him much, do you, Tom?
No.
So they left a little extra room in the show in case, so they wouldn't have to cut off Kenny, and then he was pretty short and done. So the show ends early, you know? When does that ever happen with the Academy Awards, you know?
Never.
You had producers looking at each other, looking at the clock, going, it's 54. We're not due out till 58. What are we going to do now? I don't know. Show pictures of stars walking up the door. That's what they did, is it ended a little bit early. But all in all, a good show. Your call's on here this morning if you like it. 313-298-1999. We'll go to one or two here in a second. Let's get the cars first, though.
I-75. I'm Lori Brigato with Traffic and Weather together on 99.5 WYCD.
Lori and I are a little bit of differing opinion as to how Faith Hill looked last night. You know, I'm saying that, you know, she's aging well. And Lori's like, no.
Did you see her dress?
She's going to need a lifestyle lift here in a while, is what I think Lori is.
Did she have a waddle? I didn't know.
You know, I didn't.
I don't think she has a waddle. She's just aging very oddly. She doesn't really look like herself to me anymore. Like, she looked like I'm used to her looking, and I see her, and I'm shocked. But the dress she wore was like the most horrific grass green, non-describable style. She looked, I just couldn't believe it.
See, that's what happens when her and Tim, because, you know, it looks like they both have been doing all their clothing shopping in Hollywood.
Yeah.
God,
you know, so you get out there and you get on Rodeo Drive, and that's the thing they got in the window because they're trying to get rid of it. And she sees,
apparently.
Yeah, and then she doesn't realize that, so she walks in and she goes, oh, that must be the big thing now. And so, you know, then she buys it. You know who I didn't recognize, and that was Blaine Larson, because without the cowboy hat, he is Opie Cunningham.
Yes, he is. Opie Cunningham? You mean Opie?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Richie Cunningham.
Oh, Richie Cunningham.
You're combining two different Ron Howard characters there, Doc.
Two different characters there, Doc. It works, though. We knew what you meant.
Look, I'm about to hit this guy in the head.
It's the Dr. Don Show.
They're no good, these people.
On 99.5 FM. WYCD.
Red Robin for details.
99.5 WYCD. You know, she almost we all kind of figured she was going to get Best New Artist out of the deal. So when Gretchen Wilson went up for that speech, it was no big deal.
No big surprise, right?
You know, and that was fine, and we give her that. But I don't think anybody thought, including Gretchen, that she was going to be, after just 1 year of the big fame, Female Vocalist of the Year.
I can't believe it.
And she was even overtaken by it all.
I don't even really know what to say, except for thank you. Thank you so much to the fans. Thank you to my record company for believing me. I never expected this. I never expected in one short year to be able to do and accomplish this. I just love each and every one of you so much.
Gretchen Wilson at 6:16, and then something else. She was choking back the tears, too.
I can tell.
Very honest. It's sunny and mild today, high of 69, 47 at 16, and here is your Female Vocalist of the Year and Best New Artist of the Year. 99.5 WYCD, 6:19. Gretchen Wilson, of course, your Best New Artist and the Female Vocalist of the Year on 99.5 WYCD.